An Illinois utility company wants to join the electric vehicle caravan by building public charging stations.
When you look at the wires and the poles and substations, that's what we build. And this is work we know how to do.
That's Ameren Executive Teresa Shaw. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Friday, October 16th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now, let's lead off with how Illinois State men's basketball coach Dan Muller is prepared for a season unlike any other, playing during a pandemic. Eric Stock reports.
The Redbirds started preseason practice this week. Muller says the coronavirus has created a lot of unknowns, from the campus shutdown over the spring and summer to quarantines and travel restrictions.
You can see the time that we missed this summer and the time that we missed this fall for quarantines or just because we couldn't get guys here. You can see that we're further behind than normal years.
A newcomer to the team from Russia was delayed getting to campus because of COVID travel restrictions. It's still not certain when the season will start. Muller says ISU will likely open in late November at a multi-team event in Nebraska. He says the complete schedule should be out by next week, but there will be more unknowns once the season starts. The ninth-year coach says playing during a pandemic means you have to prepare for anything.
We're going to have some games canceled. We're going to have some days where somebody on the team is gone for a week or two. It's just going to be a year where you have to handle adversity. And part of that adversity is it's going to be a little sloppy early.
There will be no preseason scrimmages, no exhibition games, or even a Hoop Fest tip-off event for fans. And there will also likely be few, if any, fans at the games.
They come to grips with it just because we've talked about it a lot. And then you've seen NFL games and Major League Baseball games. You've seen it happen with those leagues. That doesn't mean you're prepared for it. You know, the only way I think you can prepare teams for adversity is put them in adverse situations.
Muller says experience is important in a season like this. That's something the Redbirds will be short on, with 7 players gone from a team which won only 10 games last season, their worst in 14 years. The Missouri Valley Conference preseason poll has ISU 9th in the 10-team league. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County saw an increase in COVID-19 hospitalizations yesterday, up to 12. Nobody is in intensive care. The rate of new cases and positivity testing has dipped. Businesses and nonprofits in McLean County will be eligible for federal assistance for any economic injury stemming from civil unrest that took place in Illinois over the summer. And State Farm says Illinois comes in at number 11 in the country on vehicle collision with animals. 70% of those animals are deer. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Ameren Illinois says it wants to be a player in the expanding electric vehicle business. The utility just announced plans to help build out a network of public charging stations. Ryan Denham spoke to Ameren Senior Vice President of Regulatory Affairs and Financial Services, Teresa Shaw. She says Ameren is in a unique position as a utility.
Building infrastructure, that's what we think we do best. We've been around for 100 years. And when you look at the wires and the poles and substations, that's what we build. And we're partnering with our union labor force that do such great work. This is work we know how to do. We also have very smart engineers. They know we have capacity in our system. We're best to locate chargers. We're investor-owned utilities, so we can get funds from investors to help fund these big projects. And what I think makes us unique as utilities, we have an obligation, and I consider an honor. We serve, required to serve anyone in our service territory. So when we think about charging infrastructure, we want to make sure it's accessible to everyone, that everyone gets to benefit from the cleaner air, from electric vehicles. And so we're especially focused on disadvantaged areas and under-resourced areas as well.
Now, has Ameren ever done public charging stations like this in the past, or is this your first foray into that?
This would be our first foray in this type of project. And to be clear, to do this, you know, we are a regulated entity. So we believe we're going to need, we've committed to this, but we said that it's subject to getting regulatory or legislative approval to do that. But we have a couple things in the pipeline. We are supportive of, it's called the Downstate Clean Energy Affordability Act. It was introduced this last spring, hasn't been heard. We continue to support this bill. It does a lot of things supporting renewable energies, but a part of this bill is to jumpstart electric vehicle market. And it includes giving us the ability to provide incentives for third parties to come in and build charging infrastructure, or would allow us to build as well if others aren't coming in to build. So we're hopeful that that legislation will get traction, as you know, the governor and many of our state legislators are very focused on energy policy right now.
So for those charging stations coming into Illinois, what kinds of places do you intend to put them?
You might be interested to know, we have about the lower two-thirds of the state of Illinois, which is maybe about the size of Indiana. We only have 60 publicly accessible charging stations in our entire service territory right now. And we only have 3,400 electric vehicles. So that, I think, again, they kind of go hand in hand, right? Again, I said we're going to have to work with our regulators and other stakeholders that are interested in this to file a plan where the charging corridor would go. But I'll share with you our vision. We would want to see chargers at major intersections on all of the 9 interstates that go through our service territory. So that would include I-74, 55, I-39. We'd also want major routes as well, to make sure we have good coverage. We haven't set a certain number yet, but to give you some perspective, we think to feel comfortable, usually they suggest every 30 to 50 miles you would have a charger. And I don't think it would have to be a lot, but it's just enough to make people comfortable. They can hop on 55 and not lose any power in their car.
Hear the rest of this interview with Ameren Illinois Executive Teresa Shaw at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, a reminder that early voting remains available in McLean County over the weekend. It moves over to Eastland Mall from noon to 6 both days. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute now at WGLT.org.